Welcome to George W. Childs Park. This picturesque area includes expansive hemlock groves, picnic area, restrooms, and hiking trails to three waterfalls. You are standing at a three-panel kiosk at the center of a rough circle. To the left, a wide accessible crushed gravel path leads into the forest and through the picnic area, with tables set in the forest just off the trail to the Factory Falls Overlook. A non-accessible trail with stairs continues beyond the second overlook, taking you along the creek and through the forest to Fulmer Falls and Deer Leap Falls. The first 3 foot by 4 foot panel is called George W. Childs Park and is about the park's founder. It features one large map of the Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area with two historic photos. One is a photo of an early 1900s car driving down a forested road toward the stone entrance to the park. The other is a portrait of George W. Childs with the caption,
"George W. Childs earned his fortune as publisher of the Philadelphia Public Ledger."
The map orients the viewer, indicating you are in the central west side of the park, which surrounds the Delaware River as it flows south from the northeast. The map highlights the park facilities, identifies trailheads and routes, and includes neighboring towns and highway routes in the bordering states of Pennsylvania to the west and New Jersey to the east. Text on the panel reads,
"Attracted by its natural beauty and wildlife, philanthropist George W. Childs purchased this land in 1892. He developed a public park because he believed everyone, not just wealthy landowners, should be able to experience and appreciate being outdoors. The park was designed to highlight and enhance the natural and man-made amenities found here. The capstone boulder inscribed with the park name and founding year still proudly welcomes visitors." Your park to explore. 40 miles of the Middle Delaware National Scenic and Recreational River. 67,000 acres of forested mountains, riverine valleys, and fertile floodplains. Tumbling waters, rhododendron ravines, and hemlock forests. The spectacular Delaware Water Gap. More than 100 miles of hiking trails along streams, ridges, and mountaintops. Bountiful wildlife and habitats ranging from river to ridgetop. 27 miles of the Appalachian Trail. More than 100 miles of scenic roadways. Historic villages, structures, and landscapes from the valley's colonial past. Agricultural fields that have been farmed for more than 1,000 years. Respect private property. The authorized National Recreation Area boundary contains private as well as federal land. Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area is a unit of the National Park Service.
The second 3 foot by 4 foot panel features a detailed map view of George W. Childs Park, identifying area trails, picnic area exhibits, remnants of historical structures, and waterfall locations. The main text of the panel reads,
"Woodland Paradise." George W. Childs designed his park according to contemporary ideals, especially the belief that nature and natural scenery are restorative. At a time when cities were crowded, dirty, and dominated by industry, public parks were a place where everyone could mingle, stroll, contemplate, and enjoy being outdoors. After Childs' death, his wife Emma managed the public park for 18 years. In 1912, she deeded the land to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. George W. Childs Park became part of Delaware Water Gap National Recreation Area in 1983. George W. Childs Park is home to a trout stream flowing through a ravine, three rushing waterfalls, ruins of the Brooks Woolen Mill, and several structures built by the Civilian Conservation Corps. Here, Childs fulfilled his vision of a public woodland paradise. The National Park Service is proud to continue Childs' vision and preserve this park for public enjoyment.
There are two inset photos in the center of the panel. One is of Deer Leap Falls with the caption,
"Dingman's Creek plunges 25 feet at Deer Leap Falls."
The second photo is of Factory Falls with the caption,
"A gradual waterfall like Factory Falls forms when rock at the top of the waterfall is not much harder than rock at the bottom."
Across the lower third of the panel is a recent photo of Fulmer Falls and the viewing platform with the caption,
"From the top of Fulmer Falls to the Delaware River, Dingman's Creek drops 600 feet in 3 miles.
The third 3 foot by 4 foot panel features additional information such as park rules and safety information.